This is the Reverend Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a Sunday morning podcast that is titled An Atheist at the Pearly Gates. My friends, I hope this podcast finds each of you at peace and enjoying your Sunday morning. Now, I may actually have this up a little early for some of you, but I'm sure it's Sunday morning somewhere in the world, and that's why I decided to go ahead and post it just a little early. You know, it's still late Saturday night here for me, but I'm sure it'll find some people on Sunday morning, you know. Now, those of you who know me are probably aware that spirituality is one of my favorite topics, and I try to discuss it when and where I can. Now, I don't preach or force myself on folks, though, you know. One thing I've learned is folks are going to tell you about their God are very, really, you know, not interested in listening to the stories about your God. It's kind of like a one-way street when they talk about their spiritual beliefs. But I try not to be on that path. I try to, just discuss the matter peacefully among us all. You know, now let's see. Lately, I've been thinking about atheists. The thing about atheists, they cover the extremes of both ends of the spiritual realm. And that just sort of fascinates me. Let me try and explain this to you. On one end, an atheist is the ultimate optimist. They believe that when you die, the lights go out and you sleep peacefully for the rest of all eternity. You know, quite frankly, I hope that's true. A nice, long, eternal rest is something I could really enjoy. I mean, I deserve a break today. You know, the thing is, I'm not that big of an optimist. Okay, you know. But atheism also covers the ultimate in pessimism. Every day when they get up, that's all they have to look forward to. The world doesn't get any better than the day they're facing. Mankind is just a loony animal on a lost planet somewhere in the outer arm of the Milky Way galaxy. There's no hope, no higher purpose than just get the day over with and get their life over with. You know, that's too pessimistic for me. You know, I cannot be an optimist the way an atheist is, and I can't be a pessimist the way the atheist is. But can you imagine for a moment if they're wrong? They spend their whole life saying there is no God, no afterlife, no higher purpose than to just get through this miserable existence, and then they die. They die and find themselves standing in front of these two huge pearly gates. Can you imagine? I'd be shaking in my boots. I mean, they're probably telling the guy behind him, you go on ahead of me now. You know, the guy behind him just got shot robbing a bank. He's going, no, we're cutting in line. You first. Oh, to spend your whole life saying there is no God, there is nothing higher than what we have now, then to die and come face to face with the realization that they were wrong. Okay, I use the Pearly Gate scenario simply because I'm sure most of you have heard of it and can relate to the story, even though I doubt there is such a thing. Heck, if there's a heaven, and someday I go there, and I seriously doubt both of those propositions as well, I'd still rather be saying, so the stories were true, rather than the atheists who'd be going, oh, crap. Oh, I'm talking about this today simply because the extremes in atheism caught my eye. It's the only belief I've found so far that covers most positive and most negative aspects of spirituality if you follow its tenets. You know, most religions aren't like that. Most beliefs are, you do this and you get a reward. You know, when you're going to get a city of gold or a house, mansion on a hilltop, or you're going to reincarnate as the next leader of the free world, or, you know, if you follow its tenets, things will get better. But with atheism, it doesn't get better. It's just the ultimate in optimism and the ultimate in pessimism. Okay. Let's see. I'm not trying to pass judgment on these folks. Their spiritual path is just that. Their spiritual path. You know, and atheism is a spiritual path, whether they want to recognize it or as such or not. I'm just saying, it takes some serious hubris to make a bet that says you won't be around for the coming eternity. I mean, what's the point in having an eternity if no one's going to be around to enjoy it? Okay, I've never been good at giving long sermons or just discussing, you know, in really long-winded things that will keep people busy. And Sunday morning sermons are supposed to be short, sweet, and quotable. Give you something to think about, something to dwell on, and something, I don't know, to just look forward to. My friends, this is the Reverend Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com. Love and light, my friends.